not often you talk about someone being a sheet anchor in a T20 game, but that's effectively what George Bailey became. I'm sure he had the best seat in the house as Ben McDermott was doing his stuff. An incredible innings, 114 runs off just 52 balls, 8 fours and a casual 9 sixes. And we've got him on the line to talk about it. Good morning, Ben.
How are you?
Very well. Probably not as well as you. Have you sort of come down from cloud nine yet?
Yeah, certainly. Big night last, well, great night last night. But yeah, obviously, really good to get the 100, and even better that we got the win in the end. Would have meant not much if we didn't get the win.
Have you ever played an innings at any level of cricket, even like junior days, where it's just been that manic? I mean, eight fours, 9 sixes. And by the end of the innings, you were just they were going all over the ground. I saw your wagon wheel at one stage, and it had spokes all over the place, not just in one direction.
Yeah, it's it was pretty surreal that last night. It's never really happened to me before. You know, you have your odd day where you're hitting them really nicely, but sometimes you just get a bad decision or hit a bad shot, but last night was just kept going, and it's kept going to the ropes.
Yeah, well, confidence is an amazing thing, isn't it? And I'm sure there were shots you were going for by the end of that knock that you wouldn't have even considered in the first, you know, 15, 20 minutes you were batting.
Yeah, probably not. I know, we all know that Eddie had pretty short square and long straight, so that suited my game well. I like to hit square of the wicket, so I was definitely coming to the game with the idea of, you know, targeting those short boundaries and yeah, just trying to get off strike for bails. But yeah, no, it's a good night.
So what was the talk when the Renegades made 222? You're looking at chasing down a new record high score for the Big Bash. What was the feeling, still positive that you actually could do it, or was it more sort of a mood of, well, let's just go out and give it a crack and see what happens?
A little bit of both, I reckon. Like we were still confident, but obviously we hadn't bowled well, so we didn't bowl well in the first innings, obviously. So we didn't really take much momentum into the batting innings, which probably caused us to lose two for not many at the start. But, yeah, the coach was unbelievable. Damien Wright just came to me and pretty much said, you know, go out and have some fun, mate. Yeah, just all I needed to hear from the coach before I went out, I think.
Well, you did that, and you gave plenty of other people a lot of fun too. It must have been a real bonus too, having George Bailey at the other end. You know, very super experienced, great one-day player, played plenty for Australia and done really well. Was he sort of steadying you down, and as your score started to mount, sort of G'ing you up and saying, you know, we're actually a chance now?
Yeah, he sort of just let me go after I got going a little bit, but at the start he was unbelievable. I was trying to hit the ball a bit too hard, and at the start of my innings, I didn't really have the pace for the wicket. And yeah, as I said, just trying to hit the ball a little bit too hard, and he just sort of said, just back yourself and have a nice swing, and don't try and hit too hard. And that sort of got me going. And then sort of around the 10th over, it was getting up to about 14s, and he just said, right, we've got to go here, and we just both flicked the switch, and everything just went to the boundary from there. It was unbelievable.
So what point do you think victory sort of became a realistic proposition? I mean, by the time you were out, did you think then we can definitely win this?
Yeah, I did. I thought we were always a chance. Like Eddie had been a high scoring ground normally. You know, I think you're always a chance. So. You know, anything can happen, as we saw last night in T20 cricket. So you've always got to be positive and expect to win, I think.
Well, as you spot on, anything can happen. I was thinking that about the Hurricane situation. I mean, it hasn't been a great season. You're on the wrong end of a ladder, but all of a sudden you win that game and things change dramatically, and you're not without a show of making the finals now, are you?
No, I think we've got to have one result go away if we if we do win this next game, we still make the finals. But obviously, we're still we're a chance now. So if we didn't win last night, I don't think we would have been a chance at all. So obviously, that was a bigger bonus last night to get the job done.
You'd be pleased to know I was watching the game whilst on Twitter, which I'm prone to do, and we've heard a lot about that hashtag Linsanity. Well, I think the one trending last night was McDermolition. Do you like that one? Someone else was suggesting Mac Insanity, but I prefer McDermolition myself.
Yeah, I saw a few. There was a few Ben Sanities going around or something like that. But, yeah, I didn't hear that one. That's a good one.
More importantly, did you see your dad's tweet? Because I retweeted one from your dad, Craig. He was so chuffed. Did you get straight on the phone to him after the game?
No, he sent me a message, but I spoke to him this morning after it all sort of settled down, and yeah, it was good to have a chat to him. I saw a few of his tweets. He's over the moon, and he's riding every bit with me. It's awesome.
So we've seen a bit of Alistair in action, your older brother, but obviously batting's your forte. You would have seen, I'm sure you've seen plenty of your dad in action playing plenty of cricket for Australia. That didn't inspire you to become a bowler?
Not really. We sort of just thought someone's gonna face these bowlers, so I thought I'd have a crack at batting.
Well, it's paid off for you, certainly. So where to from here? I mean, this is obviously a major breakthrough for you. I think it was only your, second or third game this season, is that right?
Yeah, second game for the Hurricanes last night, yeah.
So what have you got your sights set on? Is, first-class cricket, how is that on the radar? How realistic? And then, what's sort of down the track for you? Do you just want to concentrate on the shorter forms? Are you aspiring to test cricket? I know that sounds funny to say, but I sort of wonder if the younger generations of cricketers coming through have that same sort of fierce desire to play for Australia at test level. Perhaps T20 cricket surpasses that. How do you feel about it?
Yep. I aspire to play all formats of cricket. I've played, I think, coming up 7 first-class games for Tassie now. So
yep.
Hopefully can play the back half of that season. But just sort of keep an eye on this next game coming up against the Scorchers. It's a massive one for the Hurricanes, and hopefully we can win that and get through the finals.
Well, it's culminating in a real exciting finish to it's been a fantastic season. How do you feel about sort of then turning your attention back to the 4-day first-class format? Is that going to be difficult, or do you think you can just flow into it and with a slight sort of adjustment of how you think about approaching the game?
Yeah, I think it's tough trying to get back into it. But yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit tougher actually going from the Duke balls from the Kookaburra balls for the first half of the season to the new Duke ball that we're trying for the second half of this field season. So that could be a bit difficult for the batters. The bowlers might get it swinging around a little bit more. But I find it a little bit tough to adapt, but hopefully we can come up with a few ways with coaches and do our best.
That's an interesting one on the balls, just quickly, because I would have thought, they work in England largely because of the atmosphere rather than the actual nature of the ball.
Yeah, no, it makes a little bit of a difference. The Duke ball swings a little bit more, but just lasts a lot longer than the Kookaburra ball swing.
Oh, look, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again. I think anyone who saw that knock last night was treated to one of the best things we'll see on TV in a sports sense this year. It was fantastic to watch. Congratulations on the knock and the victory, and good luck for the rest of the tournament.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.